He immediately looked at my gut when I said that.
We both have guts. We both have stomachs,
How
man.
How dare you, dude? You'll
we're,
see.
We're big fat fatties. So, yes, I am wearing a mask. I guess I should address this. I am not a pussy. I don't do that bullshit. But I did test positive for flu type A. And it's a contagious motherfucker. My fever right now is 100.9.
I'm glad to be in the same room
as
you.
It's going to be kicking up to I'm mind over matter. So I'll keep a lot of positive energy. I'll fucking be like, I'm going to be fine. This is pussy shit. Man the fuck up. Do the podcast. And I committed to you. Rain, sleet, snow, or stickness, I will be here. And I'm
appreciate
fucking here.
That. I appreciate that.
I will not miss.
Most of the people that are watching this are probably like, what the fuck are you both doing?
Fuck them. That's what we're doing, baby. Care. We're getting down.
I do what I want.
And my doctor gave me a spray. I spray it in the mask, and that spray kills the germ. So you don't have to worry about it. But it's just, it's a safety precaution.
How much more seriously are you taking this than you would if it was the other thing?
Honestly,
you just can't say it.
No.
Don't say it.
Don't say what?
You can't say it on YouTube.
Oh.
They'll fucking derank shit.
Well, Joe Rogan's saying it. He's on YouTube full time.
He's Joe Rogan. He can do what he wants.
We're saying it. Well, here's the thing. I don't take anything seriously. I think it's all like my immune system is strong. I'll be fine. This is for me. But my doctor was like, look, you guys got to do a. I told him, I said, I want to do a podcast. It's in a tight room. He's like, take care of your boy. Spray this
in
there.
So that's for me.
Yeah, it's for you.
Oh, man.
I got you, baby. Sorry for the I got you. You know, your hands are oddly warm. That was really fucking gay. No,
like,
don't do it again.
Did
don't
you like it?
Fucking do it. I kind of liked it.
Do you
don't
touch
do it
me
again.
Like
no, no, no. Your hands are oddly soft, too.
Thank
oddly
you.
Oddly soft.
Yeah, I'm an editing black computer
gay
boy.
All right, P. Diddy.
Oh, no, dude. What is that going to hit the fan?
It is. Let me tell you something.
Everybody
right
now. Everybody says that. Everyone keeps talking about P. Diddy, but I've been hearing about it for the last, like, 3 months.
It's getting rough. In my mind right now, I feel like they're painting P. Diddy as the new Harvey Weinstein.
Really? It's that bad?
It's getting bad, baby. There's just fucking accusations everywhere. He is just he's basically being painted as the devil.
I
Guys,
know Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. Cassie.
But
some producer kid, young kid, saying that he was trying to slide in his butt cheeks.
I heard that the young kid went to court, right? And then when they went to discovery, he was like, oh, I have a picture of it. Some
Ooh.
Guy named Stevie something.
I don't know the name. I'm guilty.
But
I don't know the name.
He showed a picture of it, and it happened to be a porn star. Because it got put on Twitter.
Okay.
And then a porn star was like, no, that was me when I used to do porn.
Oh.
And so that's fake.
Okay.
One of the pictures they at least showed. But then, I know that someone said something about Meek. Oh, that guy accused Meek of being in the pictures.
In the pictures?
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, it's a porn star. But then, that's what started Meek's whole thing of like, I'm not gay. He's like, I'm not gay, you're fucking gay. I've never been gay, I love pussy. Which is the worst defense you could possibly have.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, when you try too hard to tell someone that you love pussy, you're trying too hard, bro.
Yeah, it's not a good defense.
All you gotta do is be like, yo, I like what I like, shut the fuck up. But I think my love of hip-hop side is like, I hope Diddy's innocent. I do. I hope this isn't true. I just hope it isn't true. I grew up on his music. I grew up on Biggie. I grew up on...
He had Biggie murdered. He had Tupac killed.
He did. He probably did. He did.
Yeah, I was gonna
Eminem said it. That he got Tupac killed. Bang, bang.
Well, I listen to anything Eminem said. You hope he's innocent?
I do. I just hope, because I grew up on his shit, man. It's like it's like me wishing that Michael Jackson was innocent. I was like, please
none
don't let Michael be guilty.
None of them are innocent. It's just like, who's going to get caught, really?
Yeah, I guess.
They all have something they're going to get caught on.
Mm.
P. Diddy, I think. No, I find him kind of annoying.
Did he?
Yeah, so I'm excited to see all this. Yeah, his whole thing is like he's like a guy who's like he's always in sunglasses and like, he doesn't say a lot, but he's like, I don't know, he's like a black vampire. He's kind of been the same age forever.
I just feel like he's happy and you're not, and you hate seeing people happy. That's what it is.
Yeah, he's happy the same way like Epstein was happy.
Oh!
He's happy the same way like Vladimir Putin's happy.
You think there's a P. Diddy
like
Island
Suge
somewhere?
Knight.
A Diddy Island?
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
P Island, baby. Damn. I don't want him to be guilty. Diddy, if you watch this, man, I'm rooting for you.
I want him to be guilty, though.
But
because this is what happens
if you
when
did
people,
do it, you're fucked.
But when people are guilty, you get all the depositions, and you get to see P. Diddy have to like answer questions about like guys that he grabbed or something. Like, the depositions are the best.
Oh, gross.
I like depositions.
You do.
Because it shows them they have to sit there and like answer real questions.
The fucking
and it yeah, the whole mask comes off. Comes their whole off. Stupid little thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear all white all the time and wear some shut up, stupid. Change your name again, idiot.
I like when they show up to court and they're able bodied and then they get go to court and they're in, they have yeah. canes, people are holding them up. And it's just ridiculous, bro. It's a fucking theater.
I would love if P. Diddy showed up in a neck brace. Like, just like a babe for nothing, yeah.
What do I do?
He's gonna be wearing a mask, being like, oh, I can't talk. I'm fucking sick.
Did you like the list that I sent you?
From AIDS.
Did you like the list that I sent you?
The list was predictable.
It was?
It was very Joe.
What was very Joe about it?
But this is the other thing. I'm not a pop culture guy.
It wasn't much pop culture. Okay, what I've been on the last week... I've been really focused on Predators.
Yeah, I know.
And I can't get it out of my brain. I feel myself wanting to hurt someone who's a predator.
See, that it's just the violence.
I feel it, my hands. Like, look at my hands. I just like dug my nails
on
my hands.
That's the
flu
part of it.
I just want to get one of these guys and just hit them so hard that you know when you hit someone so hard? Have you hit someone in the face so hard that you could feel the meat?
No.
You could feel the mush?
No,
I myself. Have, and I love that. It's like just like, and they deserve it. I just want to fill their fucking face.
I want to hit someone and they like have their teeth clack together.
I did that one time.
I like that. I like the idea of uppercutting someone and just hearing their teeth go.
It wasn't an uppercut. I punched this guy in the face with a master lock on my hand, like a knuckle.
You held it?
Yeah, I held it in my hand. I had it over my thing because he was bigger than me, and I punched him. I hit him right in the cheek and the eye socket.
And cracked that shit, I bet.
Popped open like a fucking balloon.
Yeah.
My hand was all purple because a lock was on my finger. I couldn't get it off.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But I just beat on him, and it felt great.
You should have just held it in your hand.
You can't. You can't. You have to turn it around. You have to put the knob part, then a little dial in the front. Then you have to hold it tight.
Oh, a round one.
I just fucking railed him. But
doesn't holding like a lighter or like something else to make your grip tighter hurt?
That's bullshit.
Really?
Fucking roll the quarter bullshit. Just hit somebody in the face. But I just been like dying to go after a predator. And I upgraded my Citizens app for $4, okay. And it shows you all the sex offenders in your neighborhood.
Dude, don't call around.
Face, names. I know who you are, motherfuckers. I know who you are. It's
in
only
this neighborhood.
Yep. This
How,
one.
When's
this
the closest one.
I'll tell you right now. The closest one is. I'll tell you right now. The closest one is.
It's in this room or in a mask.
Around the corner.
What?
310 feet away.
Wow, that's pretty close.
I can go knock on his door and break his fucking jaw.
What do you say we dress up like a couple little girls, go knock on the door?
And he was arrested for sexual assault on a minor, a 10-year-old minor.
It says 10? It says 10?
Yeah. So Citizens
FBI.
Damn,
do they tell you everything?
I hate these cunts. So I just been. That's why I made that list. I'm so obsessed with it. I fucking hate these people. I say that with all honesty. I fucking hate these humans.
Everyone hates pedophiles, yeah.
They should.
I'm just trying to think about the cultural. Does it? Does anyone hate? What is it, people? What do people hate more than pedophiles?
Rapists? No. I think it goes pedophiles, female rapists, male murderers.
Female rapists.
Well, yeah,
nowhere
because, like,
near the top.
Men
of...
who rape women. Like so, like pedophiles for me is number one.
I thought you meant
men
women
who rape,
who rape
women, and then it would be murderers. Because I have to understand the murder. Like murder's bad, but I think if I had
sometimes
to choose,
it makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes it makes sense.
Sometimes you're like, okay, gang, or someone.
No, like if
someone
was killing
or someone
a pedophile,
was mad or like,
I'm like, kill him, fuck him.
That's different.
Death is what he deserves.
Those people get off a lot of the time.
They're roaming the streets. Look at the app.
No, I'm talking about the people them too. Pedophiles too, but the people who kill pedophiles get off a lot of the time.
I love that.
Too.
They should. First of all,
you saw the one where the guy shot. He killed the guy who was on the phone. He was on the payphone, and then
the
he
day.
Turned around and fucking blew the
guy's man
head.
Molested his son.
Yeah.
He wore a disguise, waited for him in the airport. This is back in the 80s. Point blank range, blew his fucking head off on camera.
He got off.
100%. As he should.
Yeah.
The pussies today in New York City, the pussy Alvin Bragg, that little bitch DA, would put you in jail for that shit.
Have you ever heard of MAPS?
MAPS, yeah. Minor Attracted Persons. Fuck that acronym. Fuck those people.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You're a pedophile. You're not a minor attracted person. It's not a sexual orientation. You're a piece of shit.
Didn't French lower the France like lower their age of consent to 15 also?
I did not know that. If that's true, fuck them too.
You Google it.
Oh, man, it's pissing me
off. Google French age of consent. I think that they at least proposed
age
it.
Age of consent
in France.
In France.
I think
this is getting me 15 years old.
Yeah. You hate that, right?
I hate but everything about it.
Here's the, you know what the real problem is with the internet, dude? Everyone's sexualized.
I feel my chest right now getting tight. Like, my fever's going up.
That's how I feel when I think about French people anyway. They make me furious just the thought of them, everyone other than Napoleon. I just get fucking mad. No. I just think it's funny.
We should take my temperature on the podcast.
Do you think you have a fever? Do you have a fever. Do you have a thermometer?
I took my temperature before you got here. It was 100.8.
You took it up there. You took it anally?
I did. I did. No lube. I was just like legs up. It's so warm down there.
You lost it for a minute. Fell in for a minute. Got sucked in.
You see that light going on? There's a little light down there.
Is it a big electric one?
All you hear is.
Yeah, it vibrates too. It's actually not a thermometer.
It's not. They told me it was.
They shoved it all up my ass.
My thermometer's name is Jamarcus.
Oh my God. Jesus. It's a big thermometer. Dude. That's the biggest model they have. Yeah.
It's a huge thermometer.
I usually use a Connor, or even sometimes a Wei Ling.
You use a Sheldon. Hey, Sheldon.
No, I use a whatever a Korean name is. I use a Kim Jong. Very tiny thermometer.
Kim Jong? You have a Kim Jong?
I have a Kim Jong thermometer. Fucking weirdo. It's very small.
So I got in trouble for using the word retard.
What?
Yeah, I got yelled at.
Shane said it on SNL.
Did he?
Yeah.
Shout out to Shane Gillis. Be a fucking legend.
He also made an I'm gay joke on SNL.
Did he?
Yeah. Great.
I saw his monologue. I don't remember the retard. I heard him say Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Did he say retarded? I don't remember.
He said retarded.
Proud of him. I got in trouble. And this.
Maybe I'm wrong. He seems like the kind of guy that wouldn't say retarded, actually.
Shane?
Yeah,
I think
he would.
He's a savage. I love Shane.
Yeah. Anyway, you got in trouble?
And then I got in trouble for saying retarded, and I got talked to, basically. They said, Joe, that is not okay. We don't use the R word. And I said, I apologize, you fucking retard. And then I got talked to again. I'm not going to do that.
Talked to.
I'm not going to do it, boys and girls. I'm not doing it.
Who had
My neighbor. They're a little pussy.
You just said something was
retarded. Yeah, this guy's being retarded. What the fuck is he doing? Pissing on the street.
They said, Joe, we don't use the R word.
Yes.
And you said.
And I was like, you're being retarded. And then walked away and she gave me a fucked up look and then went in her house. And I was just like, I guess I'm the fucking asshole. I'm the asshole.
Do they have like someone in their family who's retarded?
They have someone who's a crackhead. I don't know if that's... He's retarded. He's a crackhead.
That sounds retarded.
So it's retarded crackheads.
That's pretty retarded.
Yeah.
That falls under retarded.
Yeah. So then, so this whole week I was triggered, Scott. I was really upset.
I want to talk more about your neighbor. Is it the first instance? They live here and they have a problem with someone saying retarded.
They live here, born and raised New Yorkers.
So that's...
You know, listen, my neighborhood has become a soft, delicate place of pussies. You know, I actually had a woman tell me that she wants to take these illegal migrants into her home. She goes, Joe, you have so many spare bedrooms. Why don't you help? And I was like, because I don't want to. Yeah. That's it. There's no mystery. I don't.
That's a good answer.
Want to?
That might be the best answer ever.
This home
because
is
because no. Because I don't feel like it.
This home is 5 bedrooms, and it's not one of them is going to anybody else but me. This podcast room is one of them. I got 2 more where I dance around. I got one where it's like a little fucking bachata room, and I'm like, this is my motherfucking house.
I have houses in my apartment that sometimes I'll just decorate like a Mexican restaurant. No Mexicans are allowed in there. I don't want one Guatemalan in there, but it is. They would love it in there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very hot. There's a donkey.
So do you want to give up that space to an illegal?
No, but I like knowing that I have it.
I like, look, when I walk through my home and I look out the window and I see an illegal and
people are going to be like, this is serious.
They're and they're all so cold. Mad. I turn the heat up, baby.
What are we doing? What is New York doing? I don't understand it at all. Like, what is the game plan to taking all these migrants, especially to New York City? Like, you think this is to be the last fucking place that
it's fucking
it.
Cold. It's the hardest place to earn a
living.
No,
like that, just population wise. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Listen, your guess is as good as mine. Here's what I think. I think that there's some secret underground money exchange for every single one of them to the city. I think that the mayor benefits, like he gets $100 a head
maybe
for his own.
They pay him in sequin jackets and rings and stuff.
and he's that fucking zero bond drinking with 22-year-olds where I saw him.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I don't know, because the city is fucking destroyed. The city's filthy.
Well, normally when they do something like this, there's a bunch of people that are like, oh, that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? A bunch of dumb people who are like, I love that.
Yeah.
But this is like pretty much across the board, most people to be like, well, what the fuck are we doing? Because even if, I'm sure even your neighbor, whoever, the lady you were talking about who wants to bring the people in the house, like, she probably even has a limit of like, all right, this is getting a little crazy.
They 100%. There's no migrants living, no illegals living in her home. None, zero. How come you don't take them in? Nobody
she can,
wants,
right?
She can.
Yeah, you could.
They've got tons of bedrooms. This is
you can apply. You can do whatever. I think they
100%. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing to the city. And now in this neighborhood, they're opening up a 400-bed all-male migrant shelter 3 blocks away.
You're lying.
No, just got the word. This is insanity. What they're doing, it's fucking insanity. The level of stupidity that goes on in this neighborhood now. And I have this app called Neighborhood. Have you heard of this app?
You have all the apps.
And when I read it, it's like all these...
I know where all the pedophiles are and where all the Mexicans are.
That's, I know where you all are, you bastards.
And now I need an app for Mexican pedophiles. I'll be all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
But so the Neighborhood app, somebody posts like, you know, we have to help them. And then all the crybabies jump on board. Yeah, we do. What can I do? I want... And they're all virtue signaling. I want to bring them some coats. I want to bring them some snacks. They can stay at my house. I want to chime in and be like, I can't wait for the day when you wake up and one of them fucking are cutting your fingertips off. MS-13 style, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, that is... A lot of them are... Even the guys who assaulted the cops in the New York... In the...
Yes.
In Times Square. They literally assaulted police, got arrested, and then they got released with no... No, someone bonded them out. Some fucking organization bonded them out. And then they took pictures of the press of them, like, flicking off the fucking cameras.
Being I
like,
saw
we
that.
We can do whatever we want.
This is... It's complete nonsense. But
I think
me
they
and
moved
you,
to California. I think they've went to California also.
They fled.
Mm-hmm.
They fled.
Yeah. Yes, they fled, yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know, dude.
This is what got me fired up, Scott.
What are Doritos, dude?
Fucking Doritos in Spain. They put out a podcast called Crunch Talk. Bite the chip, snack, snack, snack. Bite the chip, snack, 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 and have a podcast.
Sounds like a good podcast.
Right.
I would do that.
And it's two trans people. It's two trans people talking. Two trans women. Two boys who became girls. Bite the chip, snack, snack, snack. That's fine, too.
You don't sound fine with it.
That's fine, too. I am fine with it because if you're trans, fine. But here's the thing. This is Doritos, and this is owned by PepsiCo, and it should be fucking boycotted 1,000%. Hear me now. You should stop buying anything that is related to PepsiCo, Frito-Lay, Doritos, and here's why.
Why I like Pepsi. Diet Pepsi is my favorite.
I fucking love Pepsi. You want to see the tweets? You want to see these beauties?
Back in the day.
So this is what they hired, okay? One of her tweets. I want to do hooligan things like putting 12-year-old girls in the ass.
What?
Yeah, because she's Spanish. This is the translation to English. Okay? Here. I hate women who are victims of rape and who turn to self-help centers to overcome their trauma. What heavy whores. This is what Dorito hired. This is what Doritos hired.
Let me see.
Oh, I'm going to put it on the screen for you, baby. Last tweet. I just passed by my little cousin's tongue through the vagina and it smiled at me. The little ones, too. They deserve pleasure.
What?
Not lying. Read it. Read this sick fuck Samantha Hudson's tweets. Look what this disgusting meth head looking.
She does look like a crackhead.
100%.
I didn't want to. I thought you were being crazy.
No, pop it up on the screen. Crackhead. Meth head.
Socialism. Jesus Christ, dude. How do you get? How do you say stuff like that? Is she getting canceled?
Apparently, Doritos fired her.
Yeah,
that's the big firing.
Yeah.
And then this fucking wretch of a human being went on social media and said, it's all misunderstood. No, bitch. No, bitch. There's nothing misunderstood about this.
That's crazy.
There's nothing misunderstood about what you said. Nothing. Zero.
How do you not know that? How did they not look that up? How long has this show been going on?
It is recent. It was like a recent thing in
so as soon
Spain.
As it started, people were like, this bitch has got a problem.
Yes, but how does someone at the large corporation miss this? We can literally vet. We can literally... indict Donald Trump in 2 seconds with charges 20 years ago and fucking have him convicted, but you can't find tweets from a pedophile?
You can't equate those things because people are not going to pay attention to your... You bring up Trump as the other argument, people are not going to listen to you about this.
That's so stupid.
I know it's stupid, but they don't... They're not related, so you can't relate them, or else people are going to be like, oh, he's just a Trump guy.
I'm not, though.
I know.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you.
I'm a common sense guy. And here's the craziest part.
Yeah, that's
part.
Crazy.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
Do you see why I'm so worked up?
Because, though, they wanted a trans podcast, and they decided there's a freedom given to people who they think that they can capitalize off. That's the thing, is they might not even agree with any of the anything anyone's saying. They don't really agree with anything anyone's saying, I don't think. They agree with money.
Right, with money.
They're trying to make money. They know that having two trans people on a podcast is going to garner an audience. They're not going to do their background research, because why would they?
Can I say something off topic?
What?
I watched the movie The Machine.
Ugh.
Unwatchable.
Yeah.
Unwatchable. It's unwatchable.
Do you know how I know it's unwatchable? Wow. I didn't watch it.
I watched the whole thing.
I gave homework to watch it, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
The overacting. And, like, it's so bad. It's bad. And I actually like the people in the movie. I'm just like, what is this piece of
shit?
You like
Bert Kreischer?
I like Bert, yeah. But the movie wasn't good. It wasn't Old Dads.
Ooh, big surprise. Old Dads was bad, too.
No, I liked Old Dads. No, I liked
old
it.
Dad was, Old Dads was also bad.
No, they went after the woke crowd. I loved it.
No, there the overacting in Old Dads existed.
Nowhere near.
And the
near
premises were all... Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure, nowhere near, yeah.
Like, you're an asshole, Dad. What? And, like, the camera zooms in. It's like, huh? It's like, I'm like, it had every director trope in the world.
Yeah.
Old Dads was good, though. He went after...
No.
He kept it non-woke. My man Bill Burr.
That's why you like it.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's why you like it. It could have been. It could have been the worst movie in the world. But if they still had those opinions of the movie, you'd be like, yeah, it was
yeah,
great.
I like you. I like
no,
Bill.
But
man.
It was a bad movie.
Oh God.
It was him trying to like act, and it was like an underwritten like, yeah, goofball comedy. I hate that one guy they had. The guy. It's like the nerd who took over the company. Was like a cool,
yeah.
Cool guy. And then yeah. They had the one guy who's like a single. I guess he had a bitch wife.
Yep.
But the guy who's like trying to be black.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, what's up? And it's like, yep. Everyone's like way overdoing their character. And their character has no depth. He's just like doing the thing he's supposed to be, like on its face. Do you know what I mean?
No, it was like, a good movie. Watch the movie, people.
They don't give you any subtle hints that he's like that. It's just like, he's like, hey, can I say the N-word? And you're like, what? And Bill Burr's like, well, back in my day, I could say the N-word. Everyone's getting mad. You can't say the N-word. That's my Bill Burr. It's terrible. The Old Dads was bad. And
I'm such a fan of Bill Burr.
I love Bill Burr. That movie sucked.
No.
Why can't I say things are bad? Why do I have to like everything that someone I like does?
Okay, question. What's one
film? Being honest.
I appreciate that. I'm not faulting you for honesty. It's exhausting. So let me, what's a film you really love? Like a movie you like, this
Casino.
Is fucking. Casino. Okay, all right, I rock with that. De Niro.
Yeah,
I rock
Casino,
with that.
Casino, Goodfellas.
Oh, I love all those. My fucking
yeah,
joke to you. With
A
my
Place Beyond
joke.
The Pines.
No, you said I was funny. You said I was funny.
Yeah, no, it's funny how.
Funny how? You said I was funny. How the fuck am I funny? You tell me what's so fucking yeah. Funny about me.
What do you mean? You're
funny.
You know, you're funny. You know. How do I know? How do I know? You said I was
you
funny.
You said I was
yeah.
Funny. Love that fucking scene.
Yeah, obviously Goodfellas and whatever, but I mean...
A Place Beyond the Pines?
A Place Beyond the Pines is a phenomenal movie.
Another depressive, rainy film.
I like the beginning of it. The end of it's kind of... It is kind of long. Yeah, I like depressing stuff. The Departed.
Let me ask you, what's the big drama in comedy? What's the trending drama in comedy? Give me something. Give me an inside scoop for the guy who's a fan.
Trending drama in comedy. Yeah. What's the thing? They canceled JFL.
Who's JFL? Who's that?
JFL, Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs was this. It was this massive. Just for Laughs was this massive festival that was in Canada.
Okay.
And for a long time, what you would do if you were a comic, you would aspire to get like 5-10 minutes together, really tight, do well, and then get a Just for Laughs audition. Then you go and you audition in your city, and they send you this big festival.
Fuck yeah.
And you get to meet all these comedians, and there's industry there, so a lot of people would go from the different networks or HBO or whatever.
Yeah.
Agents, that kind of thing. They'd watch your set. If you do well, they think that's how you get signed for agents, commercial agents, whatever the fuck.
Why'd they cancel it?
He went bankrupt.
Oh!
Yeah. So they even held auditions for this year. Like, I knew people who were asking to do time at Grove to run run time for their JFL editions. Yeah. And then like a couple of days ago, they announced that they're bankrupt and that they're not going to,
no money in comedy, huh?
They're not going to be doing the festival. The industry's dead. The industry side of it, where people want to go see and like have the, have a bunch of like big wigs pick out who the people are, who they think they're going to be able to make money off of.
Yeah.
It's all dead.
That's dead.
It's dead. It's not, cause it's not the best comedians. And everyone makes the idea, whatever, but it's the comedians they think they can make money off of. That's always how it's been. It's never been the best comedians. And now you have the opportunity to do this, and these are the people. If you're a smart agent, you're going to try to sign somebody who has a product, who's making money. They just kind of don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And then you can just take a little bit of theirs, and you can help them with your connections. You don't have to do any real work.
This is why
you know how it goes. You know how the industry goes. It's all finding someone who has value. And then networking them around you and using their value to make everybody money.
Mm.
And it's like, that is the industry. And it's like, I know that. Why do you think I edit? Why do you think I'm getting a good, why do you think I'm good at all this other stuff? I'm not stupid. I know that me being valuable to other people makes you valuable. But a lot of the JFL stuff and a lot of the comedy stuff, it's like, you're not valuable because your jokes are good. You're valuable because you fit a certain demographic, or you think they think you would sell in a certain market. You know, a lot of the great comedians are weird people that aren't good at self-promotion and all this other stuff. But I think that that is an indication of the end of like this big industry, because the JFL was a huge thing in the comedy industry forever.
Maybe this is why Grove is doing so well. That micro influencer world, that micro underground club style, is doing so well.
I think comedy is at the biggest point it's ever been. I can't tell if Shane being on SNL is some kind of like cultural landmark as far as. Do people care about real comics? Because him being that famous and being on SNL is a real victory for comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels kind of weird that he's so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not like cookie cutter. People don't like him. A lot of people don't like him. But it seems to me like people have gotten past that. And then people like Bert and Whitney and the people we talk about, like Schultz and Matt Rife, are all kind of catching shit for being celebrities and not being good, relatable comics. So I don't know. I can't tell. Part of me also thinks that comedy is so fragmented. The internet is so fragmented. Like if you like a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be able to find it on the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like one big celebrity. There's not like one massive comic that everybody knows. It's like everybody knows their little demographics. Like the Predator shit. Dude, that's something that just like I see it kind of comes into my algorithm. But it's not something I'm aware of like at all, really.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't for me Googling it the last few days, like, I would not know anything about it. And if people feel like that, I think comedy's like that, sketches like that.
Got it.
We send each other memes, and my girlfriend will send me comics that, like, oh, I love this person's stuff. I love this podcast. It's like, I've never fucking heard of that. They're massive. I've never heard of that.
They just found their niche, and they're running with it.
Some of the biggest podcasts in the world, Call Her Daddy, the second biggest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Theo Von's up there. There's a couple of them that I've never even heard the name of, but they're the biggest. They're, like, the top five podcasts in the world.
One day, we'll be there. No one will know who we are. But we'll be traveling on tour, doing live shows in Miami.
It's so funny that you respond live shows. Something goes viral, and then you respond to the clip, and you're like, yeah, man, if this goes well,
yeah,
don't do that.
Why not?
It's because it's funny.
I'm just being honest.
It's desperate. Stop. Don't be honest.
Oh, I like being honest.
Be honest.
I'm just myself.
Be yourself.
I don't really try to be fake. I can't do that. It's really hard for me.
I'm playing the game. I know. And that's the whole point, is you're not a guy who plays the game. So yeah. That's what makes this. I'm going to have some more fluid popcorn.
I'm so bad at that game thing. I'll just be like, say it. I'm just like, this is who I am, baby. You guys want to support us? I'm going to go do this with the money. And I'll do it. Like I said, what I said was, if we make money from this podcast, I'm taking half my cut. And I'm giving it to the guys at Dads Against Predators. And I'm doing that. I'll do it. I'll write the check on camera and be like, yo, here you go.
I support that type of behavior.
You know, but it's just, that's how I'm feeling at the moment.
Don't ever let my, don't change anything that you're doing ever.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
You just told me to stop. It's very counterproductive.
If I mean something, I'll tell you, but I'm not. I love that we're different. It's a big part of the podcast is that we're different. It's great.
I appreciate that. I just can't not be me. In every way, even with the flaws, guys. And everyone's going to hear this at some point. I am deeply flawed. And I have done some stupid shit. But I just can't not be myself, man. I can't do it.
You almost murdered a gas man the other day.
I did. He wasn't a gas man. He was an electric man. Was it gas? No, he's Con Ed, right?
Gas.
Yeah, I almost fucked him up, man. I was getting mad, boy. But I calmed down. Here's the thing, too. Like, I'm so willing to take a beating. That I know, like, when I get mad, like, I know I'm not the biggest guy in the world, so I know I'll take a beating. and I'm okay with it. So that's how I go into the situation.
It's a really dangerous fight. It's dangerous to fight a guy who knows he can fight. It's more dangerous to fight a guy who's like, yeah, I don't care if I get my ass kicked.
You just can't. Because
then
go into
where
it.
There's no fear, because that's not good.
Because fighting is not winning and losing. Fighting is stepping up to the plate and saying, I fought. Whether you got knocked the fuck down or not, you still stood up like a man.
That's some, like, you got hit as a kid shit.
Oh, yeah. We got beat.
That's, yeah.
It wasn't just hit. It was beat. What are you talking about? Beat. Yeah. That was... Yeah, dude. I got his pictures on the wall, man.
It's like something an abusive father tells you when you get beat up at school.
Well,
you're going to go back there, you're going to whoop his ass, or you're not going to... They literally told... Your mom told you that.
100%.
She made you go fight
yep,
for your
she made
skateboard.
Us go fight. She made us fight. But my stepfather, who was a wild boy, drinking, party, like he was a drunk, that motherfucker, he would fight. He would fight. When I'm saying fight, he... I remember learning, and I don't know if this is something that people do, but I stopped looking at his face. I was probably like 14 years old. I stopped looking at his face when he would square up, when he would like start raging. I learned... Every time he did that, I used to stare at his face, and I couldn't see the punches coming, or the slaps, or the pushes, because I was focused on his face. And I thought that was fighting, and it's not. You have to focus on the shoulders. You have to look at you look at his chin. And I learned as a kid, I'm like, wait, if I look here, I can, you know, if he goes from, I can move, or I can duck, or run, or push. And I became better and better and better, and I did. He inadvertently taught me how to fight through the drunken rages.
That's good.
So it's kind of a good thing. You take a couple beatings. You take, you know, got knocked out, got pushed through a sheetrock wall. I got shoved right through it, my fucking head first, right through the sheetrock wall. Bam, came out the other side. That's just the way it is. Don't cry about it. Step your shit up. Shake it off.
He pushed you hard if you went through a fucking...
Shove me. Did you grab me? This is great. I was like walking in, and I guess he was mad because the floor was just mopped. I didn't know the floor was mopped. He's like, do you see the floor was mopped? Don't you see it? And I was just like, oh, leave me alone. Fucking came and grabbed, like, fucking grabbed him by the shoulder and by the neck. What the fuck? Push. And I just went right back and bam, right through the sheetrock wall head first.
Damn.
And it was a short wall. So I was like inside of it, and I got up and I was just like, shook it off. My mom wasn't home. I dusted myself off. I was waiting to square up. Went back into his little drunken stupor. I went into my room. Fuck it. That's how you do it.
Damn, dude.
You take that hit like a motherfucking
so
man.
So he does that and he just goes back to what he's doing?
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, what happened? And he said that I fell on my rollerblades. He said that I fell on my rollerblades. And I didn't say shit. I was like, yeah, I fell on my rollerblades.
You didn't tell your mom because it's just going to cause a fight.
No, it's just you don't do that, man. Don't do that. You don't do that.
You don't snitch?
Never. Shut the fuck up.
Damn, son.
Learn four words. Shut the fuck up. It's the best four words you'll ever learn.
Yeah. I talk a lot.
Yeah. So that's what we do here. But that was a wild time. It was fucking good, though. It taught you. Taught you how to be a fucking motherfucker. Yeah.
You think these are all good things?
For me, they were. I think for anyone, I think for a lot of, you know, maybe, you know, for people out there who went through it, they didn't turn out well. And I think a lot of people in jail can attest to that. They've been through it, and they chose to go and do bad things. I chose to channel it another way. You know, I chose to go, okay, this is what not to do. This is how you don't treat a woman. This is how you don't drink alcohol. This is how you don't do these things. That's how I used it, and I channeled it into other shit. Now it's just the way it was.
That's because you had her, though.
Yeah.
It's because she was the one telling you, like, this is what all this is for.
You know, also, too, she was taking the beating alongside me.
Yeah.
So you can't bitch and moan. You got to just man up.
You have a good mom, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's
shit. And, like, but that's why I want to, that's why I said, just don't worry about it. Just do fight. And then if you lose, it's cool. But you still won because you stood up.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Nothing wrong with that.
No, that is cool. That's some man shit.
I mean, you see people, like, you know, now... My biggest thing is, like, walk away. Like, I was watching this Navy SEAL. He's like, the greatest, the best weapon I have is my feet. And he's like, because I can run away. And I was like, that's smart. Because, like, what if, God forbid, you kill someone or they kill you? Like, where, you know? And he's like, I didn't always think that. And I heard that, and I was like, wow. If he could say that, he's probably right. But that's the way we fucking were raised. That was it. It was gladiator camp. I do sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. I do sometimes miss the.
Yeah, you're because you're used to it.
I miss the
The violence.
Not the violence. No. I miss like the feeling of being hit. Like that. Like because when it happens a lot, you do build up a tolerance to like, and then when it doesn't happen for many years, it's like you become soft.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. This is very very.
Why don't you box or something?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
It's not the same as a real threat.
Like a real fucking threat.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the truth. That I really do. Sometimes I'll be like, damn, I'm like a pussy now. What the fuck?
That's why you like the DAP stuff.
Yeah, I just want to get in there. And those pussies won't hit back. But
I didn't watch a... I watched it on Locals.
Yeah, baby!
I made a Locals account, and then I went to watch DAP.
Yes!
And I watched, I think, the most recent one. They had a kid in, like, Home Depot or something.
Yep.
And they're slapping the shit out of him.
The blonde kid with the glasses?
This goofy, like, hair. And they kept slapping him.
The smacks were so loud. Back. The smacks were so beautiful.
They hit him right at the end, too.
Can I show you one right now? Can I just show you one clip?
I'll watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna put the TV on.
Yeah.
Listen to how beautiful this sounds. Oh, yes! Oh! Hit him again! You motherfucker!
I'm gonna clip this. It's gonna be taken down immediately.
Oh, fucking beautiful. What did I tell you was gonna happen?
It's crazy that there's a group of people you can just go smack and no one's gonna say anything about it.
Look at this.
Because some of these people are fucking scammers. I know he addresses it in the documentary, but some of the people that do it are pieces of shit. He makes a very good point of being like, we don't message people first, and like we don't trick them into like this bullshit. Because I've seen ones where it's like the people are retarded, and it's literally like a grown man scamming like a retarded person.
Yeah,
into it. And I know I said it last time. I'm not defending pedophiles, but watching. At first, I was kind of like, damn, they're like slapping retards. But then I watched a couple episodes and I was like, oh no, these are like bad dudes.
Yeah.
Like these dudes aren't, and they know what they fucking did.
Oh yeah.
Like they're not like confused. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Sometimes you'll find these people on the internet and the guys are like, ooh, like they don't even grasp that they're in trouble. That's how stupid, that's how like mentally retarded
yeah.
they are. They can't, can they don't understand the situation.
Can I show you one more?
Put on more, yeah. Is that the guy?
That's how you hit. Again. Look at that.
He just let him hit him because he knew.
He knows. This is what pedophiles get. Mm-hmm.
He knows he's a pedophile and he was like, I'd rather get slapped than go to jail.
Yep. Well, look how hard. Look at the cheek all red. Look at it. Right through the face. That's how you do it. That's how you fucking do it.
That's what I mean, though. That guy knows he's a piece of shit.
Yep.
Or else he wouldn't have just stood there. Because he could probably mauled him if he wanted to. He's huge.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know who would love this is Lex.
Who's Lex?
I'll send him one of these clips. But he's an angry guy also. He's got a lot of anger built up.
But get along.
Yeah, he's a very he will be on the train sometimes and like hope a homeless guy's like flips out a little bit too much so he can fuck him up.
He wants to Daniel Penny his ass.
He wants to stab someone. He wants to fuck someone up.
Fucking
bad.
Choke the motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
He would love this. He likes watching people get what they got coming to him. He loves watching people get fucking murdered.
Oh man, me and Lex, we get along, baby.
He would get along.
We're the same person.
What else happened? Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
It's been a great week. I was in Miami last weekend.
How was that?
It was good. I went down there and, it was a good time. I was thinking about you guys and a couple comedy spots and, it's such an interesting place down there because it's so open and everybody's having a great time, but it's very dark. It's very, very seedy. It's very, the underbelly is real.
Yeah.
It you can see like there's a lot of trafficking going on down there. A lot of flesh being traded. It's very,
really?
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. It's scary.
How do you know? What makes you say
so?
That?
A friend of mine, I'm not gonna say his name, but he's a good dude. I worked with him for years, and his brother-in-law is a police officer down there. And he's like, if you only knew how many people we rescue, because it's insane down there. They all think they're gonna go, and these women think they're gonna go down there, and they're gonna have these great lives and meet rappers and millionaires, and they're not. What's happening is they're walking around with a broken suitcase from hotel to hotel. There's a guy trailing them. He's making them do crazy, horrible things, you know, for money. And they think it's the fast life. They think they're going to be the next Cardi B. And it's like, and it's bad, dude. Like, you walk down Collins, like, at 11 at night, and it's just scam
prostitutes.
City. Yeah, and it's like, it's not even like, it's just bad. It's just bad. You can see the faces just, like, beat. everybody goes from fun in the sun to like, damn, you look rough. And you see the guys. The guys are all there. Like, it's so easy to pinpoint. They're all watching them from a distance. They're all controlling the show.
Wow.
They're holding their shit hostage. Like, the girl has, like, got her little phone, but they're holding. He's holding their bags. What the fuck's a grown man doing with a female Louis Vuitton bag? He's holding that shit hostage. You know, it's happening. He was telling me these stories that these women that they rescue down there. And it's crazy with the stories that they're sold.
Like what?
Look, come to Miami, you're going to stay in this, you know, multi-million dollar condo, which is true.
Who's telling them this?
The men. The men are telling these girls. They find them on IG. They find them in, like, you know, OnlyFans, whatever. Come to Florida. I got this multi-million dollar mansion, fucking five-bedroom condo on the beach, Brickell. Come through. And it's true. But it's a trap house. There's 35 other people living in there. You know, they're all based out of their head. They're doing fucking 2C and coke all day long. Then they're putting them out on the street at night, and it quickly goes downhill. You can see it in their face, and it's like holy shit. I mean, beautiful city. I had a great time. The food was phenomenal. The people were great. I felt so safe. I just felt like safe because the city makes it that way, but you could see the underbelly. The underbelly is real.
Yeah.
The show of force. I'll tell you this. The police officers down there.
A1. They don't fuck around.
A1.
There's a lot of gang shit down there.
Yeah.
That's why.
A1, though. Fucking the beach, packed with cops. Lights on, show of force, dogs, tactical gear. Basically, it's fuck around and find out. And I loved it. I loved it.
Of course.
It was beautiful. I said, you're doing it right, Florida. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. Keep going, baby.
No, he's on my shit list. Ron DeSantis sucks,
I just wanted to pick you off. I just wanted to piss you off.
I
wanted to piss you off, baby.
I thought DeSantis was going to be the next president, whether I liked it or not. I thought he was going to be the next president. And then he started talking.
Fumbled the bag.
And you're like, oh, shut up. And he's like, I'm not wearing heels. Actually, we should all be talking about policies. I hated that kid. Apparently, that's him. He's the
youngest
kid.
Governor in the history of the country.
He sucks, dude.
The youngest governor in the history of America?
Sucks. Ron DeSantis sucks, dude.
200 plus years.
When's the last time you even heard his name? He really, like, shut the fuck up after he dropped out.
You don't go against Donnie T. You don't go against Daddy. That's what happens.
That's true.
You don't go against Daddy.
That is true.
Donnie T is Donnie T. You're not going to beat Michael Jordan. It's not going to happen.
I hope he makes Vivek his VP.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be good.
Yeah,
I think
like
a
Vivek.
Lot of people want that, but I don't think he wants that because he knows people like Vivek.
Oh, you think he wants, like, a quiet...
He knows what he's doing.
A Mike Pence, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah.
Somebody who melts into the background.
Not somebody who's going to outshine him.
I don't know who that would be. But I'm telling you, I saw it. Let him pick Ron. Let him pick Ronnie D. Ron DeSantis.
No,
Trump
people
DeSantis.
Hate Ron. I hate Ron.
They'll love him if Trump says love him. They will. They'll all fall in line. They'll be like, okay.
No, Ron DeSantis sucks, dude. It was stupid. He was wearing heels.
Listen, we're not all tall, okay? I'm short.
Can you imagine running for president and being on camera that much and being, like, out all the time, and then someone tells you it's a good idea that you need to be, like, a few inches taller?
I could see that, sure. I could see that.
And then you just do it, and then it starts going viral on Twitter and Instagram, and then people are like, and then your team is like, yeah, just ignore it.
Yes, I could see that. Did you know that there was a president who used to fuck prostitutes three or four times a week in the White House?
Who?
And he had one of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wives in the history of first ladies.
So what?
Just saying.
JFK?
JFK, baby. The Boutress.
He fucked prostitutes? Yeah, oh, but they're high end.
He loved all high end.
Yeah,
you know, they weren't like on the corner, but I see her, I want her, I get her. That's
He's
what
JFK.
Happens. That's what happens.
He's
baller.
A hot boy.
100%.
Bill Clinton. I think they're all fucking. Everybody acts like all these people aren't doing these things. It's like they're human. Just because they put on a tie and call themselves a politician doesn't mean they're not. Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? It's just crazy to me. These people. Everybody all the time when somebody gets canceled is like,
yeah.
Oh my god! Can you believe this person did this? Yes. Yeah, I can. My
I can
dad probably
everything.
Does that. You know what I mean? There's no, like, my diet. Everyone's doing, like, crazy shit in their free, like, solo time. Like,
your dad
everybody's
is like...
lying to you about the things they do when they're not around. Everybody. Everyone you know is lying to you about their free time. I promise you that. So don't be... Not everyone's fucking kids.
Oh, God, I just want to hurt them so bad.
But if some of them had the money to pretend like they weren't, maybe.
Oh. At the end of the day, I will tell you this. When I love history, I study, I read it. I love the president stuff, all the little details. Because it shows me that I'm like fucking retarded. and what you see is not what you get. I get that. I want to see some real dirt. I want to see some real dirt on like Obama. I know he does. He must do crazy shit. President Obama is
so. Why? Because he's squeaky clean.
He's so smooth and he's so cool that you know he just fucks bitches. Like
his wife's
just
a man.
No, she's
you
not.
You didn't know
his,
that?
His
Michael Obama?
Fucking.
Aren't you the one that was telling me that no one could find a picture of her pregnant?
No, I was not saying that. I'm not
someone
a weirdo.
Someone was telling me that.
It's such a weirdo,
someone was
bro.
Like, someone on Reddit offered $1 million and nobody could find a picture of her pregnant.
Maybe because she's
and
just
I was
a
like,
private
what are you
woman.
Talking about? You're just going around telling people that, huh?
Maybe she's a private woman. But I think, I want
to
imagine,
be able to find it.
Like, when the day comes and we see this shiny pillar of a human being who I think is, you know, smooth as shit, but you know he does some dark shit. You know he gets crazy on Martha's Vineyard.
Most of the stuff he does is dark shit, if you know what I mean.
Eyes wide shut.
Yeah, dude, they're all doing that.
Why are you here? That movie? Eyes Wide Shut?
I never seen it, but I know what it's about.
Enter. It's this.
You don't think Barack Obama's getting his butthole licked?
Probably is.
He's for sure.
Legs. I think he's a legs all the way back guy.
Barack is a legs.
I'm talking
way.
Legs all.
I don't know. I could see Barack on his hands and knees. Barack on his hands and knees on his bed with some guy fucking kneeling behind him. Just getting the presidential hole licked.
With a Coke tray, just banging lines.
Some oral office.
Yeah.